Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
velvet liner.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
The Western Swing Authority is a great collaboration of some of Canada's top musicians who share a common love for authentic Western swing. Their debut CD features 11 tracks, including Faded Love, Stay All Night, and Blues for Dixie. It's my pleasure to welcome from the Western Swing Authority, Shane Gousset. Hey, Shane.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing terrific. I understand you just landed moments ago.
I did. I just landed in Halifax, playing a show here tomorrow with George Canyon, and was a little bit delayed coming in, but all is well now, and so I'm looking forward to doing this interview. Thank you for having me.
Terrific. You're so welcome. Looking forward to it and sharing the great songs from the CD, Great Western Swing, and we'll start off by thanking Cameron Tilbury, who put us in contact. Great guy, and got you and I together to do this interview, so big thanks to Cameron.
Yeah, big thanks to Cameron. Cameron has done a lot for us over the last couple of weeks. Just amazing things have been happening. Since we talked to Cameron for the first time, Ed Ringwald, who is plays steel guitar, him and Cameron have known each other for many years, and Cameron, I guess, spoke to Ed, and he's like, you know, I'm listening to this stuff, and I think people want to hear it. We'll want to hear it, especially over here. And sure enough, he had the CD for a week, and boy, in the first 3 days, we were on 30 stations in 13 different countries. Now we're
wow.
up to 15 countries, and I don't know how many stations, but it's just been an unbelievable week and a half, I'll tell you that.
Definitely, one to remember. And it's amazing that all these other areas of the world are embracing Western swing. I mean, I guess it was popular in those places, but it's quite something that it's so worldwide.
It is, and you know, it's one of those types of music. I think it's always been around. It's obviously its biggest popularity in the 40s, but you know, it's just a fun music. It's very upbeat and very uplifting, and it's got great musicianship. And I think it's just something that people, you know, it's derived for dance halls. It's what these bands played it for dance halls, and put some pretty dark times. I mean, Bob Wills was playing right through the Great Depression, and those guys were playing, you know, seven nights a week. You know, even in dark times, people, you know, they like to have fun, and they like to listen to music and something that sort of takes your worries away. And this kind of music just makes you feel good.
Yeah, exactly. It's the power of the music to, as you say, make you feel good through whatever times you're going through, or if you're just going out on a certain night of the week, want to have a good time. And to that end, you guys have been performing since this last April every other Tuesday at the Commercial Tavern in Maryhill, Ontario. Now, that must be a pretty lively stage with all of you on there and the Western Swing.
Oh, we have a great time. I mean, we've got seven players on stage, and all very seasoned players, and we just have a great time. You never really know what's going to happen. We're always putting in new material, and we're always trying new things, and the arrangements are constantly changing, and we just have a blast.
Right? Now, I'll list the members of the band, because a lot of people know these names, and if they don't know the names in particular, all you guys have worked with, you work with some of the biggest names out there. You tour with them, record with them, all that kinds of stuff. But the Western Swing Authority is made up of Paul Chapman, Pee Wee Charles, Shane Gousset, who we're speaking with on the phone, Dan Howlett, Matthew Lima, and Charles St. Denis. Seven great musicians and great voices as well. Now, I'm not sure if all of you sing, but I've heard Stacey Lee, of course. I've watched the videos on YouTube and, of course, listened to the songs on the album. And you as well. You've got a great voice too, Shane. You were now on the YouTube video. You're singing "Stay All Night." Is that the same as on the recording?
Yes. Yep, that's me on the recording. So Stacy does, obviously, she's the female voice, so she's very easy to pick out. And then we're all singing harmonies at different times. And on the album in particular, I think most of the male leads would be me, and Dan has one in Miles and Miles of Texas. So Dan Hallett also singing lead on that one. But through the course of a night in a live performance, at some point, you know, Paul will take a lead as well. So we like to pass it around, and you know, everybody's picking different songs, and Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Shane. Sorry, I was just going to ask if you get a lot of requests. Do people shout out a song they want to hear at the shows?
They, you know, often they do, and it's funny. The things that people request are usually the things that happen very impromptu. So one night, you know, we decided we were going to play the theme song from Andy Griffith. And it's sort of become a favorite. Now people, when we're there, people are like, oh, I'll do that Andy Griffith thing again.
Yeah.
So we've done, you know, we sort of turned it into an arrangement. We've looked up the words to the song, and so now it's become sort of a staple in the set.
That's pretty cool. Like, when I think of that song, I'm hearing the whistling. Now, is the theme song the one that was aired on television? There's no words, but there are words that exist?
There are words that exist, yes.
That's great.
I didn't even know that myself until I looked them up. And sure enough, there's and recorded versions as well. I don't know who's singing it, but there is a recorded version with all the lyrics.
Wow. Now, are there other songs like that that you do? Do you take any songs that are not necessarily ones people would expect and give them a Western spin, or do you stick with the classics?
Well, you know, the nice thing about this group of musicians is everyone's pretty diverse, and so we can take a lot of songs. You know, we play a lot of classic, you know, Western swing music, but we also play, you know, jazz standards, you know, like Honeysuckle Rose and All of Me and Minor Swing and songs like that, you know, and put that Western swing sort of feel into it. But, you know, those songs were really noted more as jazz standards, not Western swing. But Western swing, its roots are, you know, it's basically a culmination of country music and swing and jazz. So it all works.
Yeah, exactly. It blends well together. Do you have a favorite song on this CD out of the 11? Is there one that stands out for you?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that's a tough question. You know, I like them all. You know, I just love all the songs. I mean, I don't know. I always like the song Cherokee Maiden. I've always liked that song. That's one in particular. It's just the song itself that I just like. The drums, just the way it happens. It's sort of a big band sort of drum feel off the top. And I know it's a song that I've always liked. But, I don't know if I could pick a favorite. I like them all.
Now, as far as songs that didn't make the cut, of course, there's 11 on here. There's obviously there's enough left over as far as from the Western Swing catalog. Were there some that you left out that you're thinking down the road you'll record on another CD?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's so many great songs, and when we recorded the CD, you know, we went and we really didn't know how many songs we would end up tracking. We sort of got together on a Sunday night and we sat in the studio and 4 hours we tracked 11 songs. Had some pizza and all went home and just and listened to it after. So yes, there's lots of songs that you know that we'll definitely want to be putting on another album.
Well, let's turn to the music now, Shane. And the song is going back to 1945. Bob Wills and Tommy Duncan wrote it. That was a big hit for Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. And other versions afterwards, Willie Nelson, Mel Tillis, and a whole bunch of others. The song is Stay All Night. Do you want to talk about choosing this song for the project?
Well, you know, again, this is a great song, and I think probably the title speaks for itself. I mean, it's a great song in a live performance because that's exactly what you want people to do. You want them to come on out and stay all night and have a good time, and that seemed like a fitting song to be the first cut on the record.
This is the Western Swing Authority and Stay All Night here on In the Country.
My blue-eyed Sally, she lives way down on Shinbone Alley. Number on the gate and the number on the door in the
the nest house over at the grocery store. Stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off the coat, throw it in the corner. I don't see why I don't stay a little longer. The bottom of the hill, the big creek's up and the little creek's level. Plow my corn with a double shovel. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off the coat, throw it in the corner. I don't see why I don't stay a little longer. Jump on the man like a dog on a bone. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull on the coat, throw it in the corner. I don't see why I don't stay a little longer. Sitting in the window, singing to my love. Bucket fell from the window up above. The mule and the grasshopper eating ice cream. The mule got sick, so they laid him on the beam. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull on the coat, throw it in the corner. I don't see why I don't stay a little longer.
Western Swing Authority and their cover of the classic song, Bob Wills' classic song, Stay All Night. And we are speaking with Shane Gousset of the group. And you can head to thewesternswingauthority.com and you can read a bit about the album. And also you can order the CD from there. Is that correct?
That's right. You can order a CD from the website at thewesternswingauthority.com. And you can also come visit us on MySpace, and you can come listen to tracks on MySpace, and come visit us on our Facebook page. We're on Twitter. We have all the social medias.
It's an old sound with new technology.
Exactly.
And exactly. What was I going to say? I'll think of the question I was just going to ask. I was going to mention something about the YouTube. Yes,
yeah.
There's some great videos of the concerts, your shows on YouTube that I really enjoyed, and I know our listeners will if they head there and punch in the Western Swing Authority.
Yes, for sure. Well, definitely come find us. We'd love to have everybody check it out.
For sure. Now, you've just received a couple of nominations, CCMA nominations. They are, of course, the Canadian Country Music Association Awards coming up in September in Edmonton, Alberta this year. And you're up for a couple of awards for Best Fiddle Player and Best Mandolin Player.
I am, yes. Thank you very much. It's a great honor. It's just kind of overwhelming to have two nominations.
Wow.
One is one thing, but to have two is even better. And Pee Wee Charles, who plays steel guitar in the group, he's also nominated for Steel Guitar Player of the Year. So we have three CCMA nominations within the band.
That's pretty exciting. Now, will you guys, I'm sure you'll be there. Will you be performing with another artist, or will you be sitting in the audience?
Yes. Ed and I will both be Ed. I always refer to him as Ed or Pee Wee. Ed Ringwald, a.k.a. Pee Wee Charles, we'll both be there with George Canyon. So, and George is on the awards show. and we'll be there with George on that weekend. So, yeah, exciting.
Perfect. Now, are there any new Western swing songs as far as is anybody writing that style today, originals?
There are some bands that are doing it, and some in the more traditional vein, bands like the Time Jumpers. I mean, they have written some. Sleep at the Wheel, they've written some, as well as always recording the classics. And then there are other bands that sort of put a different spin on it. There's like almost a modernized version of it, that you can hear certain bands in California out in the West Coast, where it sort of has a sort of a cross. I don't know if you've ever heard the band The Squirrel Nut Zippers, but that's sort of what it makes me think of is that kind of sound. And
okay.
So there are bands out there, you know, and it's one of those genres of music that I think people that like it, they go looking for it. And
right.
And that's the beauty of the internet now, is that you can do that and you can find all these great artists. You know, it's not it doesn't get played as much on mainstream radio, but it does. But it does exist and it's out there, and people are going to see shows and buying the music and finding the artists. So it's sort of like an underground almost, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Now, on that song we just heard, Stay All Night, predominantly we heard the male vocals on it. But Stacey Lee, such a great vocalist, and we're going to be playing a song from the CD that features her great voice. What's it like working with her? I've been a fan of hers for years when I first heard her John Landry duet and some other projects, and just a killer voice.
Well, you know, I cannot argue with you there. She's by far the best singer I think I've ever heard. And I have been a fan of hers for many years, so much so that we got married. And she,
wow.
Yes, so I get to listen to that voice on a daily basis, and I tell you, I am thankful for that every day.
That is very awesome. That's a very musical family.
Yes, as well as this.
Excellent. Well, Let's go back in time as well, and we talked about the nominations for fiddle and mandolin. How young were you when you picked up the fiddle?
Boy, well, you know, I started out as a step dancer. That's really how I started. My grandfather was a step dancer. His name was Cliff Adams, and he was the first guy to ever win the Canadian Open Championship, so the national championship. And he actually danced on the Don Messer Show. He was a guest probably half a dozen times on the Don Messer Show. And he loved fiddle music, and I first started step dancing, and then through him and that exposure to fiddle music all the time, I just grew to love the fiddle so much. And so probably when I was about 10, I think I picked up the fiddle, and I just never looked back. I love it.
It's such a great instrument. It's so versatile. It can be in up-tempo songs and ballads, and it's so strong in each as predominant, and really sets a mood.
It does. It's such an emotional instrument. It really can portray, you know, the good and the bad in every way. It can make you cry. It can make you want to get up and dance. It's got all those elements, and it's just in a nice compact package that you can carry on the airplane with you.
Now, do you cover the song that's coming to mind, that Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band, and there's such great fiddle dueling in it. Do you do that song?
Oh, I've played that song many times. I couldn't tell you probably how many times I've played that song over the years. Great song. And, I mean, Charlie Daniels, just what an artist to bring the fiddle to the forefront of popular music. I don't know that anyone has done it as much as to the extent that he has. So,
We're
all thankful for that.
Yeah, such a classic song and showcases the fiddle so well. We're going to come back and talk about more stuff, but we're going to turn to the music now, Shane, and a song featuring your bride on the vocals, Leaving and Saying Goodbye. Now, this is a hit for Farron Young. I believe he wrote it. Of course, Farron Young, known as the Hillbilly Heartthrob, as well as the Singing Sheriff, and such a great artist. And Leaving and Saying Goodbye, do you want to talk about choosing this one to record, and then we'll share Stacey's voice on it?
Well, this is a song, I mean, this one has more of that sort of country shuffle feel to it, and there wasn't a lot of songs sort of that we had done at that point in the night when we were recording that had that feel. And that one, I don't know, it just has, it's got the twin fiddles off the top, and it's just got that great country shuffle, and Stacey just sings it so well, it just seemed like a good idea to cut it, and worked out well.
Yeah, it's a great song, and we are speaking with Shane Gousset of the group, the Western Swing Authority, and this is Stacy Lee from the group on the song Leaving and Saying Goodbye here on In the Country. Western Swing Association with Leaving and Saying Goodbye. That's a Farron Young hit sung there by Stacy Lee. And of course, great song from John Landry, the duet, My Heart Says Yes, But the Hurt Says No. Beautiful song they did together.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. One of my favorites.
And we're in our remaining moments here with Shane Gousset of the group. And now we have listeners, of course, from around the world listening. So head over to the westernswingauthority.com. That's where you can purchase the CD. But if you are in the Ontario area, close to Maryhill, Ontario, every other Tuesday you can head to the Commercial Tavern in Maryhill. I guess, is there a place where that schedule is so people know which night that falls on?
Yes, I always post. I always post on the Facebook page when we're going to be there. Put reminders up, and as well on the MySpace, there is also a list of times when we'll be there. So it usually updates every month or every couple of months in advance, so that people know when and where they can see us.
Terrific. Now let's spend our remaining moments here, Shane, on the show talking about these great influences. And Bob Wills, of course, with the song Stay All Night, great Western swing artist. Farron Young, we covered that song. Who are some of the other artists that mean a lot to the band?
Wow, there's so many great Western swing artists. And, of course, the classics, like you say, Bob Wills, and then, of course, Milton Brown and Spade Cooley. And then there's the more current artists, bands like Asleep at the Wheel. I don't think anyone that listens to Western Swing doesn't know Asleep at the Wheel. They are sort of the reigning kings for sure.
Yeah.
And I tell you, probably my all-time favorite album ever is Asleep at the Wheel Live and Kickin'. just that. I could listen to that 100 times and just never get tired of it. It's such a great album. And then there's great bands like the Time Jumpers out of Nashville, who play a group of session players who go and play every Monday night at the Station Inn.
Wow.
And do all this great music. Very a band that really inspired this band in many ways. And another fellow that inspired me personally a lot is Buddy Spiker. And Buddy Spiker was a fiddle player that played on, oh my gosh, tons of different records. And he, one in particular everyone would know would be Amarillo by Morning. And that opening lick with the fiddle, that's all Buddy Spiker. But he has a band in Nashville called the Nashville Swing Band. And again, huge influence and just fantastic music.
That's I can hear the fiddle introduction, the George Strait song "Amarillo by Morning." Great, and that's Buddy Spiker.
That's Buddy Spiker, yeah.
Very cool. Is there an artist that you guys collectively, if you had the chance, is there somebody at the top of the list that you would like to work with, perform on stage with? I mean, obviously you guys all together have worked with so many different artists, but is there somebody out there from the Western Swing area?
Wow. Well, there's probably a few. Like I said, I would love to. I think Asleep at the Wheel would be, I mean, that would just be amazing. And, I mean, everyone in the band, we've all talked about getting in the car one time and heading down for a Monday night at the Station Inn in Nashville, because that's just a fantastic group of musicians. And it would be great to see the Time Jumpers. And boy, even to work with them would be even better. you know, it's funny, this kind of music and even in this band, it's just fun. You know, it's just fun to get together and play, and that was the whole point of starting this band. We never really knew that it would, you know, progress as far as it's gone. It's just that we wanted to get together and play this kind of music, and we just have a blast doing it, and it's sort of our night to go out and do whatever we want, and it's just it's a lot of fun, and it's musically inspiring, and really it's just a great time.
It sounds like I can hear your enthusiasm and passion for the music and the whole group as well. The Western Swing Authority is our featured act today. A great group. Again, you can head to thewesternswingauthority.com to purchase their album from there. Go to YouTube, see their videos. And again, a big thanks to Cameron Tilbury. Of course, he's getting you airplay all over the world at radio stations,
sure,
and deservedly. So thanks so much for coming on the show, Shane.
Thank you, Dave. I really appreciate you having me, and thanks for playing us.
You are welcome. It's been my pleasure. And again, the Western Swing Authority is the group, and my guest from the group today is Shane Gousset. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting.